You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Thank you for tuning into another segment of Friday Features. I wanted to let you guys know that this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. Now, if you're a producer, artist, or musician listening out there, DistroKid is the best music distribution service you're going to find and want to work with. If you need to get your music out there, they'll get your songs on the top streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, and they'll even get you a verified artist page on there so you can keep track of who's listening, where they're listening, and how often they're listening. They have so many tools to help you reach a larger audience and to even make collaborating easy. That's right, splitting earnings has never been easier with DistroKid. And the best part is, you get to keep 100% of those earnings. That's right, all you have to do is pay your annual membership fee, and you're in luck because I have a discount code you can use for 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra and grab that discount code now. Now, back to our feature. Today we have a very special guest joining us, Allie Barron, and she's chatting with us about her brand new single that was recently released called Read It and Weep, as well as her debut EP that was released last year, and so much more. She's even teasing whether or not she'll be performing in the upcoming year, so stick around to find out and hear what she has to say about that. And when we can expect to hear new music from her, this is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, it's pouring here in Jersey where I'm at, but I know you just got back from a little trip, so I'm sure you're basking in that weather, but how are you doing?
I'm amazing. I did just get back. It was raining a little where I was too, but we're back in the LA sunshine and we're good to go.
Rocking. Okay, that's good. And I know you have so much going on right now. You've been traveling. You released a single recently. So tell me about that. Read It and Weep just came out a couple weeks ago. So tell me a little bit about that release and kind of the reaction you've been seeing. I see people are really enjoying it, streaming it. So congratulations on that. And tell me a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah, no, Read It and Weep was definitely one that I was super excited about. I had an EP release that was before that, and that was more of like a school project that turned into like a whole album for me. And then Read It and Weep was done even before that came out, so I've been sitting on Read It and Weep, like, so excited to release it for a while now. And yeah, it's finally out. It's been going really well. There's a lot of like good reactions from it. It's a lot more poppy than the EP I released, which is a little different. I was kind of trying to get out of that, but I like fell in love with Read It and Weep the second I heard it, because I was not involved in writing process of it, but I did hear it, and it's actually a funny story as to how I got it, but fell in love with it, and I was so excited about it. So yeah, I'm really happy it's already out. People are having a lot of fun with it, especially after Valentine's Day. The whole thing was kind of supposed to be revolved around Valentine's Day, since it's like a fuck your ex kind of song and a self-love, self-empowerment, you know, independence, trying to love yourself type of song. But yeah, so I'm really excited about it. Just really excited it's finally out and everyone can listen to it and rock out with it.
Yeah, we love that. So what's the backstory on how you got it? Now I'm interested.
So I actually, this is going to be like the most college thing of me to say, but I was on a spring break with my friends in Cabo, and I was literally in an Uber on my way to Mango Tech. And one of my like really good friends who was in my sorority was in the car with me, and she was talking to me about how one of her friends is in New York making music, and she's trying to just get her songs out there. And she was like, you should really work with her. Like, I think you guys would work really well together. Like, you guys will vibe. Like, you guys are going to be great friends. And I was just like, yeah, great. And then fast forward like 4 months, I moved into my apartment. We graduated, moved into Santa Monica. And this girl from New York was visiting my friend. And so we all went out together, and she was at our like pregame. And we met, and she was like, I absolutely want to send you my catalog. And so she sent it to me. And I heard Read It and Weep amongst like 12 songs. And I was like, this is literally my life right now. I need it. I fell in love with it. I was like, can I please have this one? And she was like, absolutely. That's actually the one that I wanted you to have. And I was like, amazing. All the stars are aligning. So I re-recorded it, turned out amazing. Literally the first demo he sent me back of my voice, I was like, this is it. I don't even need to re-record anything or do anything. And yeah, it was done literally within like a week of time. And my EP wasn't even out yet. And I was like, I need to release my EP so this song can come out because I'm in love with it. And it's the best one yet. So but yeah, that's the story of how I got it. It's very like college. But
I love that. No, that's crazy, but also really cool because people listening to it may have been like, oh, I wonder if she wrote this. But it's like you may as well have written it because, you know, you were like vibing with it at the time and the message. So yeah, that's killer. That's so funny. The Cabo trip that brought you to Read It and Weep. You got to make like a TikTok or something about that. That's so funny. And I know you were like, this is my life right now. Like, fuck your ex, that whole thing. Right now, I just feel like that's the vibe. And like, I'm here for it. Like, there are some powerhouse females right now just killing it. And you know, it's about time we take over because we've been listening to so many guys. And it's like, yeah, we had Taylor Swift, but like now, like a lot of people are being pushed into this movement of like, yeah, fuck your ex, like men are trash movement. And we're like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. So
exactly.
We got like Tate McRae, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, list goes on. Yeah. And, you know, there's some like pretty good heartbreak bops out there right now. So whose music do you enjoy listening to that's like in that category of like the whole up and coming, like bad bitch energy that you would also potentially want to like maybe work with either songwriting or just like collaborating in any capacity?
It's funny that the first person you said was Tate McRae because Tate McRae is like my woman right now. Like every song she comes out with, I'm like, yes, like you are just absolutely killing it. So honestly, Tate McRae is one that I would like absolutely, like me and my roommates all like fangirl over Tate McRae. She's absolutely amazing. Her songs kill it every single time. I'm actually obsessed with her like newest one right now.
She's All I Want to Be.
All I Want to Be.
My jam.
Yes. So good. And I know some of hers are all like geared towards like guy problems too. And maybe a little less like self-empowering, but every single one of her songs is just amazing. I can relate to every one of those too. She's absolutely amazing right now. And her stage presence, oh my God. The dancing. Two of my roommates were dancers and they used to say that she would go to all their competitions and just win everyone and they had no idea that she was a singer. And I was like, yes, listen to her music. And now we like all listen to her music all the time. She's the best.
That's crazy. I didn't know she was a dancer. I have to check out some videos or performances.
Her performances, like she pops off every single time. Definitely got to check that one out. She's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, I got on the wave kind of recently and I know I'm a little late to the game, but I was in LA and I was at this party and I swear I saw her and I was like, that's her. I freaked out. I was like, made my friend go up. I'm like, yo, ask if that's her. And then they asked and they were like, girl was like, I get that every day. It's not me.
That's so funny.
And I was like, no. But she was like, yeah, should I just run with it and tell people that I am her? I was like, dude, I would. So that was like my only experience getting anywhere near her that I was like, it's not even her.
That's so funny. I get that with Madeline Klein from Outer Banks all the time. Like everywhere I go, someone's like, you know, you look exactly like the girl from Outer Banks. And I'm like, Madeline Klein. They're like, yeah. I'm like, I get that everywhere I go. I swear. I was just in Mammoth like a few weeks ago and this guy, I think he was like drunk with his friends because I don't get that I am her, but I get that I look like her all the time. And this man literally saw me walking, stopped me and was like, I've seen you on TV and my friend is a joke. Cause I was on a YouTube show when I was in high school and like beginning of college. And so my friend was like, yeah, she was on a TV show. And he was like, oh my God, Outer Banks. And like literally chased me down the street and was like, Madeline, like I need to get a photo with you. Like, please, can I get a photo with you? And we all got in the car and we're like, this man's about to go home and tell all his friends that he just saw Madeline Klein.
But then he checks her Instagram and she's like in a different state.
Literally.
That's so funny. You should have done it for the bit. Been like, yeah, let's take a pic.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, this is not Madeline Klein.
Oh my God, that is crazy. Yeah, I love stories like that, but I did think it was her. It was such a horrible, horrible time because I was like, wow, I was about to be like, let me talk to this girl and be like, wow, like, what's your secret? How are you like the next, I don't even know who? And then it was just, no, it was just the lookalike, but it's okay. Yeah. Getting back to Read It and Weep, it just came out. People are loving it. And like you said, it's different than, you know, what you've released in the past. Mm-hmm. The EP had a different vibe to it. So what do you think makes this single so much, you know, more different and, you know, unique compared to, you know, everything you dropped on the EP?
Yeah, normally all the songs that I make are like quick, catchier songs. And this one was kind of the first one that I did that was, not to say wordier, but just like, since I wasn't the one that was writing it, it's definitely a different writing style than I normally go for. And I not necessarily like it better. I don't want to say that, but I liked it just to release something that's not the same writing style I normally go for. And it shows my vocal range a lot more than anything I've done in the past. Don't normally love like the bubblegum bedroom pop, but for some reason, just in this song, I really did. And that's kind of why I wanted to release it, because it's nothing like I've done in the past, just in terms of writing style and like, again, vocal range and stuff like that. And it was something that I could let my audience hear my voice being different on. And so that's why I really liked it and wanted to release it. But yeah, the EP was very like R&B vibe, I want to say. And a lot of the stuff I did when I was on the show, like prior to that, was very bubblegum pop, but it was a different type of bubblegum pop than Read It and Weep was. So I just wanted to show off my voice in a different way with Read It and Weep that I wasn't able to do in anything that I've done in the past.
Yeah, for sure. That's an amazing answer and makes a lot of sense. So with that EP last year, Sincerely AB, obviously you said you had Read It and Weep first, but you wanted to release this project, get it out there. And now that that is out there and now there's like a single, you know, everybody's thinking this like, okay, well, she released the EP. Now there's a single. So do you think after, you know, the success of that EP, would you release a full length project, like an album going forward? Or are you kind of on the EP thing right now where you're like, hey, maybe I'll do another EP?
Right now, I actually have a lot of singles lined up. There's about like 3 or 4 singles I have, and I haven't really even thought about doing an EP just because my EP was, like I said, it was kind of like a senior capstone project for school, and I wanted to use that opportunity to make an EP because it was something that I had never done before. But it was a lot of work. I don't know how people release albums that have like 20 songs on it. Maybe just because my experience with releasing an EP was kind of a struggle, but I think for right now, singles are where it's going to be for me just because I have so many lined up. But maybe, I don't know, later down the line in a year or like a year and a half after I got all these singles out, I'll think about doing an EP or an album.
Yeah. And I think maybe too, because you were in school, it was like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I remember my capstone and that was like a nightmare. I was like running around to all these events and like school plus doing what you love and making a project. That's just going to be so crazy. So yeah. You know, they're always waiting. When they see a single, the first thing we all think of is like, okay, well, when's the next single? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's crazy and it puts a lot of pressure on artists, I know, because they're like, damn, I just released something. Like, enjoy it. Wait. But I know with Read It and Weep, you did release a visualizer on YouTube, which is like a big thing now. Everywhere I look, there's like a new visualizer for something. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool and like futuristic, I don't know, weird. So nice. People have been watching that. Is there going to be, you know, an official music video for this one or sticking to the visualizer until the next single?
I absolutely wish there was a music video. The intent behind it was that there was supposed to be a music video. My sorority little, I should probably stop calling her my sorority little because she's one of my good friends, but that's how we like first got connected. She is the one that took all my photos, and there was supposed to be like an entire full production music video that was supposed to go up, and then she had like an emergency surgery. So that's the only reason why there wasn't a video. But I think just because I have so many singles lined up after this, I don't think I'll be able to have time to make a music video for it, which is super upsetting because I was really excited about it. But maybe for the next one or like the one after, there will be music videos coming soon. But unfortunately for Read It and Weep, saddens me to say this, but no, it is just the visualizer.
That's totally cool. Like, there will be more in the future. I hope she's doing okay. Yeah, it's fine. At least there's a visualizer. Like, there's something. There's nothing worse than someone dropping a song and you're like, wait, when's the music video? And then there's just nothing. It's just silence. And there's no visualizer. There's not even an Instagram post. It's just like dark screen, go stream my single. And you're like, wait, where's the rest? I mean, yeah, there's so much more lined up. So that's just more opportunity to do another music video when she's all good and the next one rolls around.
Create more content. Exactly.
Exactly. Maybe you just need to make like some TikTok for it or something that goes viral. You know, that's what everyone's doing. And I'm like, okay, is there going to be a TikTok at least? Like,
honestly, I've been trying to get on the TikTok wave and I'm just, I don't know how people have like so much consistency with it and time to make like 3 TikToks a day. I'm like, how does everyone do this? But I need to honestly, like the only way to, I feel like, go places in music now is on TikTok. Like everybody's been blowing up on TikTok and that's just like the code to crack now. Like that's just how to get into music industry now, I guess.
Yeah, that TikTok thing, I get on this every single time I do an episode. It was just like a rabbit hole of TikTok and I'm like, God, they should just be sponsoring this because I can't stop talking about them. And I'm like, I'm giving you free promotion here, like enough. So with the TikTok thing, yeah, I thought I had it down, you know, I was doing pretty well on there. And then recently, I've just been, it just, what happens is like, you're like, this is great. And then you post something and it'll flop. And it's like, what?
Exactly.
And no, I'll delete it. It's so discouraging.
I was just going to say, it's so discouraging when it flops. Because then you're like, I don't even want to post another one because then no one's going to look at it. But then you post one randomly and it'll like blow up a little bit. And then you're like, okay. And then you post another one, it flops. And you're like, okay, well, shit, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like these people are like, they just keep doing it and they don't care. They'll just delete the bad ones. I got to talk to somebody who's doing well on there. I feel like I don't really go on there a lot and scroll, but when I do, I'll hear a song and I'm like, guys, have you heard this song? To my friends? And they're like, yeah, dude, that's been out for like a month. And I'm like, what? I haven't been on TikTok in a few weeks. And they're like, yeah, like that's old. And so now I'm like, I'm missing music because I'm not on this damn app.
But the alternative, though, is that if you're on TikTok too much and you hear all these songs all the time, then you hear it like on Spotify or on the radio and you're like, oh, I can't listen to the song anymore. Like I've heard it a million times. Like it only reminds you of TikTok when you hear it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, you have had some really big songs without TikTok helping you out. And that's also, I don't know, I find it more impressive when people kind of pop off without the TikTok thing. Although I love TikTok and it's done so much for everybody. But when people are like, oh yeah, like I had a viral hit before that crap even came out. I'm like, okay, that is fire. Like I really, really needed to hear that because people now it's just like, oh, random guy on TikTok. And now he's like charting on Apple Music. And I'm like, what is this? Your song that's still number one on Spotify on your artist page, Just Friends, has over 18 million streams. That's casual. just drop it there. Like, oh yeah, I don't know how to use TikTok, but I have 18 million streams on Spotify. So there's that, which is like so much better than a freaking viral TikTok. But
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about that. I know it dropped a while ago, but is it ever still crazy when you look at those numbers and, you know, I'm sure people are still like, hey, I found this song, it's so good or whatever. So what is that like?
Yes, that song was actually the only reason why it's big. I can't take too much credit by myself, but I was on a YouTube show called Malibu Surf, and that was the season one finale song, like when the show was at its peak. And so that is why it has so many streams. So I can't give myself too much credit. But yeah, no, it's still crazy that people still DM me all the time. And they're like, I found the song and I don't know how people find it unless it's just on like a random Spotify algorithm, like these are the type of songs that you like type of thing. Yeah, it is crazy because it didn't come from TikTok and it was a while before TikTok was even an app or a thing. Yeah, people still listen to it all the time. I still watch the streams on my Spotify like artist page go up. It gets like, I think like 77,000 streams a week. So it's still like people still listen to it a lot. I don't know how or why or what playlist it's on, but yes, it was a pre-TikTok song. And it is still crazy watching the streams go up because I'm like, this song is so old. Like, you guys all still listen to this? Like, I'm actually shocked.
Oh, yeah. Don't give too much credit to the show. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen the show, but I've heard the song. So, like, there's that.
Yeah,
you never know. But that's crazy. 18 million streams and people still listening to it every single week and finding it.
Yeah.
It must be on, like, Discover Weekly and, like, all that other stuff. I don't know anything about Apple Music because I don't care about them, but
exactly.
Spotify.
I'm a Spotify girl all the way.
Yeah, I don't know. That's insane. Still going up. And then obviously, like, you have more recent singles that are popping off, like What's Her Number and, you know, stuff from the EP. Yeah. So those songs are also doing really well. But what was your favorite song to record on Sincerely AB? I know it was a stressful process, but there's got to be one that you were like, okay, this was a good experience and, like, I'm happy I released it.
What's Her Number, I think, was that one for me. I sat on that song for like an entire year and then recorded the rest of my EP like almost a year after I had recorded that song. So that, again, like Read It and Weep, how I loved that one for so long. That's how I was with What's Her Number. But that one was probably the easiest one to record, which made it the most fun. Competition, I would say, was the least fun because there were so many issues in the process of trying to record that. I would say that's What's Her Number. That song, I think, is just my favorite overall on the EP, but it was the easiest, quickest, and most fun to record for sure.
Yeah, I'd love hearing the backstories about certain songs, because sometimes people will listen to like a project and they're like, yeah, this one definitely was the quickest to record, or like this one seems like, you know, they probably got it down quick. And then the artist will be like, this one was the most difficult.
Yep.
And I hated it with everything. I was like, yes. Oh my God. Like, I'm always like, oh yeah, I thought that was the quick. No, yeah. No. It's totally the opposite, which is so funny. Or sometimes they're like, yeah, you got it right. But like, it's insane to hear the backstory. So I'm sure people will appreciate hearing that who have listened to the EP and really enjoyed it. And kind of last question, you know, things are starting to pop up again. COVID's kind of disappearing. I'm always knocking on wood. because I'm like, hey, we're not really talking about this anymore. But then something will pop up and I'm like, damn. So I don't know. Coachella dropped the mask and all that. And I'm like, hey, if they're doing it, then everyone else should.
Exactly.
But I don't know. So with all that going on, people are like, okay, live music, hello. Are you thinking about doing any performances or like, I hate to even ask, but live streams, because people are still doing that. Any stuff like that where people can potentially see you, or is that still like a wait and see type thing?
No, I absolutely am trying to book as many shows as I possibly can. I'm in, I don't know if you know what Breaking Sound is, but a girl I used to work with, she works for Breaking Sound and tries to book me all the time. So I definitely will have some shows coming up in the near future, possibly some in like April or May around my birthday. Woo-woo. But yeah, no, I definitely don't do a ton of live streams. I don't know if live streams will be in my foreseeable future, but shows will definitely be there. Hopefully some festivals if we can get some of those coming up. But yes, as of COVID is finally ending and live shows are coming out, there will be some in the future. Dates TBA, but we are trying to book as many as possible for the future.
We love to hear it. We love anti-live streams. Yeah. And I pretend I love them sometimes, depending on, you know, who else loves them, but I really don't. Yeah. So
It's not the same.
It's not. It's depressing. The lights are off. You're like, what? Should I make a cocktail? Should I take something to go to sleep? Like, what am I doing?
Wave your hands in the air behind the computer, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, this needs to be over. I mean, I stopped. After I did like one, I was like, all right, this is too weird for me. Everybody, I'm going to bed. So yeah, love to hear it. Performances hopefully coming soon. Anything else you want to share, or where people can find you? I know we'll be tagging your social media and everything, but any platforms that you know, like to connect with people on or anything like that?
Yeah, I have my Instagram that is still up and active. That's where I usually post the most. That's at AllieBaron1. TikTok, we are trying our hardest to get more active on. YouTube, my YouTube is AllieBaronMusic. My Facebook, I have a Facebook fan page. It's AllieBaronMusic. And my Twitter, which I'm not honestly that active on, but it is there. My content is up on it, and you can catch me there also if you would like to follow me on those platforms.
For sure. Well, everyone go follow and see what happens with TikTok. You never know. Maybe tomorrow she'll come up with something, and then, you know, you're already going to be following her. And then all of your other friends are going to be like, oh, well, I haven't heard of her yet. So just beat them to it.
FYP. Catch me on your For You page.
Hashtag For You page, smiley face, because they shut down all the other ones. yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Allie, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and telling us all about your music. We appreciate you, and we can't wait to see what's next.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to Allie Baron for joining us and chatting about everything from her music to TikTok and so much more. We appreciate you and we can't wait to see what's next. Well, that's all I have for today, folks. So remember, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.